三千说当时是上南无抢救广度到你这五千多岁谢谢这三界诸佛说，三界诸佛说，上南无抢救广度到你这五千多岁谢谢这如来遍知三界诸佛说，三界诸佛说，上南无抢救广度到你。大吉修持戒备三藏经，住罗盘智三藏经住罗。
좋아요. 나 지금 뒤. 오케이.
So you have a question? Any questions?
3.26. Now my life is fruitful. I have attained a good human existence. Today I have been born in the Buddha lineage. I have become a child of the Buddha. Since the entrance to the Mahayana has been established to be the uncontrived generation of a mind of enlightenment bodhicitta in meditative equipoise, it seems like the generation of bodhicitta through a ritual is contrived bodhicitta. So my question is, how would this person who generated this contrived bodhicitta be called a bodhisattva?
What?
And is there a difference between the term Buddha lineage and Mahayana lineage?
What is the question?
How is a person who has not entered the Mahayana path called a bodhisattva in this case? And also, is there a difference between Buddha lineage and Mahayana lineage?
One is only the child of the Buddhist when one generates a bodhicitta. So prior to generating bodhicitta, one is not a child of the Buddha.
저는
therefore, prior to generating bodhicitta, one is not called a child of the Buddhas.
Okay. 산지기다 왜나 걸소르다. 다보침부 리치엔스. 아따 양 디나라 디나라 타파지 모렉사바 수도 양고 찬주 이제 친구 길에 깨인도거나 대보지 무릭세 봤으냐 근데 숨에지 이거래 산지의 세란도 쓰게 하면
When great compassion arises in the mind, then the Mahayana lineage is awakened. But that is not called the Buddha lineage.
Yeah.
Is a person called a bodhisattva only upon entering the Mahayana path? Or can he be called a bodhisattva before entering the Mahayana path?
What?
Mahayana path of accumulation. Only the entrance is generation of uncontrived bodhicitta. Is that correct to say?
Yes.
At this stage of generating the bodhicitta through a ritual, it is still contrived bodhicitta. Is it right to say that?
다시에다가 전주승 생이밖에 온듯이 시가로 떠들어와 주거군에 또 마송도 전주승 생이밖에 와서 시가로 다시에들.
The discussion in the text is based on is done from the perspective of someone who has developed the actual bodhicitta.
조마마이바 다 전주승 조마마이밖에 와서 자르기로.
And this discussion is in the context of someone who develops the actual bodhicitta, the uncontrived bodhicitta.
So does he generate uncontrived bodhicitta upon taking this ritual, or in during karma abiding? Because I understand that uncontrived bodhicitta is generated in meditative of poise of karma abiding. You generate the uncontrived aspiration of bodhicitta at that point. So he is in meditative equipoise, so he's not in, like, you know, thinking this or
thinking this.
One needs to have developed karma abiding prior to actualizing uncontrived bodhicitta. That discussion is not about actualizing bodhicitta within the meditative equipoise.
You understand?
Huh? It's the first time of...
Just how do you understand? Listen again, one more. 전주의 섬유를 깨발라 신의 토고 그래서 쓰기 바래.
So it is said that one needs to have calm abiding in order to actualize bodhicitta.
독신해. 아니 신에게 강타가랑 섬 깨봐지. 제발 요 말아와. 다 돈다 신에게 강타가랑 섬 깨고 그 염에 뛰어. 섬도 신에다. 그러고.
But there isn't necessarily a pervasion in that bodhicitta is developed within karma abiding. So that is a separate discussion.
독신해. 단단대라 아니지. 맨배 도마송, 전주스님의 도마송. 단단히 딘대기 돈에 전주스님 깨야지. 단단대라 써야돼. 단단 깨야돼. 심기 쓰니 바래. 알아.
So the discussion here in the text is, as in this chapter, is adopting bodhicitta through a ritual. So one generates the aspirational bodhicitta that comes with a commitment, and then one takes on the bodhisattva vow, and it is within that context that one generates a bodhicitta.
Yeah. 어디서도 가나 딱고 신에게 강 타게 강나니 아니지 잠주셔도 샘기기 위험해 다디 구글에 고고 말해 다디 졸린 체해래 이내 빚이 날라야지 신에 톡고 그래 세지 못해 신에 강나 톡고 그래서네 개숭여 말해 어디래
Whether the bodhicitta is developed within calm abiding or not can be an object of discussion. For this is not stated. Yeah. What is stated in the teachings is that in order to actualize bodhicitta, one must have calm abiding. So, here the discussion in chapter 3 is about adopting bodhicitta through a ritual, and on the basis of that, then one develops the actual bodhicitta, the actual, the uncontrived bodhicitta. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So the text says that bodhicitta can eliminate, or bodhicitta eliminates the afflictive obscurations and knowledge obscurations. In the previous lesson, we saw how the Buddha, how the Bodhisattvas show the path of liberation to those persons of medium capacity in order for them to achieve liberation from cyclic existence. And the Bodhisattvas show the persons of small capacity the methods that will enable them to achieve high status, the good rebirth as a human or a celestial being. But the final motive, the ultimate goal of the Bodhisattvas is to lead all these beings to the state of full enlightenment.
어떻게 제상다 아니지다 조조 아니지다 탐지 아니지 가르쳐졌다 거기 민 민에 산지 살고 해서다 아니지다 내가 그 아니지 가서 니 몸은 좋았던도 좀 거야지 담보 다 전주 쓰면 아니 차서 니 몸 온기 왔으면 세트백 누가 요하랬었다 어떻게 전주 쓰면 남기 다니 몸 온기 와 차서 니 몸도 온기 와 세세 전주 쓰기
So in order to place the sentient beings in the state of full enlightenment, bodhisattvas have to help the sentient beings overcome the manifest afflictions. Yeah, and through that, then and it will enable the sentient beings then to develop a bodhicitta.
어떻게 다 조조 가르쳐나 단다 빼들는 저 하나 시래 빼나 차위 동화 세 시도 아니 지금 다 대외 왔어 아니 시위랑 신지 차회 동안 사와 태나시 창주 샘기 아니 니몽베 차동 세투 그레스 사와 지그레스 송해시들라.
So the teachings liken bodhicitta to the cool moonlight that can dispel the discomfort of heat. Yeah, and that bodhicitta can help, you know, protect, you know, eliminate, you know, the heat of the afflictions.
做做滴答答的电影，搞做什么单头的，做做可是呢，变呢。 你们工作，但你们工作辛苦了，变了，生那了说吧，啊，你就出点差了说吧，啊，你就工作了说吧，当多些了说吧，啊，都是呢，相当安家了说吧，但你们工作了，帮工作辛苦了吧，但成就心比要白呢，但成就心比多给提他们这大，我那是把，舍得不起，成就什么努巴天的要的是，但他的思维了。
So here in this context, bodhicitta has the power to eliminate those manifest afflictions such as miserliness, bad ethics, anger, attachment, and so forth.
啊，都是呢，做做，但你莫老把天做，但差不多，那叫，我天做这个，但你莫工作这个天做，但成就心就要白呢，我心就那特别些，但我的就不就那些，心特别些，我的生活。
So if one has bodhicitta, then these manifest afflictions can be eliminated, yeah, like miserliness, bad ethics, anger, attachment, jealousy, pride.
Oh, that's why. That's all things are. That doing you more don't say simply that was showing. So that's why that things are that you more say to grace. That's why.
So this is the meaning of. This is the meaning of the verse, the sentence that we the two sentences, the last two sentences of verse 31. Yeah.
어떻게네? 대네마 아니지 전주 쓰면라 아니 시집 세트에 다 아니지 누가 요하랬어? 나도 된대 송해.
It is also said that bodhicitta can eliminate the knowledge obscurations.
어떻게네? 아니지 가르사는 쪼다 담제 점아 떠발라 아니 파도 쪼버시면 디바딜라 시집시에 제단다 다 시집 쪼당 다 두다 마 소소이 다 시집 쪼당 면도가 연구도 와 또는 등저에 다 신발 치과에 쪼쪼다 면도가 신체 아니 시집 등저양다 쪼타바 쪼 담제 점아 떠발라 파도 쪼지기 시집 등저양 아니 전주 승기 아니 매바 소토 그랬어 독성성 자원에다 종는 진발 치도 그래 송아 책이도 다
That which interferes or hinders the achievement of omniscience is called the knowledge obscuration. But as you know, the various Buddhist philosophical systems or the tenets posit the knowledge obscurations differently. Yeah. But in short, bodhicitta is said to be able to eliminate, you know, the knowledge obscurations.
어떻게 다 대야 아니지 가르소래 아니지 단다 가르소 대란 송만 시대 아니 미시비 뭔가 동순이 뭔가 세둥 아니지 아니지 자원은 동순이 뭔가 자원은 진퉁해 아니지 아니 니만 아시래스 어떻게 니만 니만 전부 아시래스 독순 뺏어야 나시 다 전주 쌤대 딘데레스 다 뭔가 탐지 좀 말치네 딱 조조 시립
Bodhicitta can destroy the knowledge obscurations just like how the sun can eliminate the darkness of the 3 billion world, the 3 billion four world systems.
어떻게니? 다디야, 디 가르스나 다디야 삼로단시래 가르스나 시집 좀봐 세디 돈다니. 오늘 보기 시집이니 뭐 오늘 제디다 다 다음에 또 비 시럽기 모두 지기야 말와 시집 오늘 제디 나 다음에 또 비 시럽되기 나 보기 시집 자원의 짐벌 제기 다 누바디 가늘려 버려서나 또 전주 승기 또 기용하지 말와 전주 승기 승바이나 시집 자원의 제기 또 이 또 비 로라 시집 자원의 짐벌 제 누바디 용투가 전주 승기 몇바이나 시집 자원의 진투에 누바디 용구여 말해 저상 딘데 딘데기 매도 변하다 As
you know, the very thing that destroys the knowledge obscurations is only the wisdom realizing selflessness. But what gives this wisdom realizing selflessness the power to eradicate the knowledge obscurations? It is bodhicitta. Without bodhicitta, this wisdom realizing selflessness does not have the power to eliminate the knowledge obscurations. But with bodhicitta, when this wisdom realizing the selflessness is conjoined with bodhicitta, then it can eliminate the knowledge obscurations.
어떻게니 닷소 틴데도 소에메도 어떻게니 데레샤 데나마 니지 컬사 가래도 이십라 닷 사제 호란시나 뱀바 타다 주바세도 다 담자 엄마소 발 마르지니 구충아 인스다 즉스나 Okay, next, how bodhicitta achieves all benefit here. It is the quintessential butter, from the churning of the milk of the holy Dharma.
Ta tanda disumarta dela karsenata sanjegita chuyukolo ane chik mangbo shan chuy ta tanda chuyukolo rimbasum korche ta ti tanda nyingbo tingi ane chik karsena ti nyingbo ti ta nyingbo do di ta zo sam sambo che ane 조조다 자주 심체 다 조조 틸라밥 대시 다 주부 망보 요소만은 인보디 다 틸레스 다 돈다 디송고요 다 마르 아니 마 오마토세 아니 디 인보 마르초만하시 다 주부 지적 인보 아니 독섬 땅세 인보디 다 자주 심레 세신사르다
So the Buddha gave numerous teachings and there was the three turning of the wheel of dharmas. So many teachings were given, but if one was to ask, what is the very heart or the essence of all those teachings? It is the ultimate good heart, bodhicitta. Yeah. So the 84,000 teachings that the Buddha gave, isn't it? It is commonly said, but the very essence, the heart of those teachings is bodhicitta. Just as butter is the very essence of milk, yeah. If you churn milk, you know what you get at the end of the day is this the essence of the milk, which is butter.
Oh, 도시네. 돈다이 디송가래. 다 돈다이 아니 산재 송배 아니 송으로 타다라 아니 지금 다 토섬 제재 돈다이 뭐 아니 삼삼부 찍고 그랬어. 아니 자주 삼아서 유라 찍고 그랬어. 다 토섬 제비 닝보디 삼삼부 거야. 토섬 집에 닝보디 자주 섬기를 제거해 어디 충분히나 아니 마르지 닝구 충분한 신을 했어 오마토 오마토시 마르 충분한 집발에서 어디 숨겨야 돼
So therefore the ultimate purpose of hearing and reflecting on the teachings, practicing the teachings, is to develop the good heart, you know, to be able to
generate bodhicitta.
So the whole point of listening, you know, hearing and studying and reflecting on so many Buddhist teachings, yeah. That is to develop the good heart and to actualize bodhicitta. Yeah.
어떻게니? 근데 아니 전주 숨지 길에 깨봐이나 아니 뱀바 타다 뚝뚝이야 그래서 어떻게 숨겨야 돼?
So the teachings tell us that if once this bodhicitta is developed, then this bodhicitta will enable us to actualize or achieve, you know, all the benefit.
어떻게 내려셔? 다 아니 pemba tata tuba, ta dewa tata tuba, say, Latina, such as in the dewa tata tuba, rūtumbā sīpē lāṃchū shīṃs, anī dēvē lōṃchū chabar tōpā lās, dēnē dēvē chokta tuyānyātē, sīmjē tuyānyū, sīmbar chabāyīn, sīmjitō.
So, bodhicitta can achieve, you know, bring about the achievement of all happiness. Yeah. For all those guests who are migrating beings journeying on the path of cyclic existence, who wish to utilize the resources of happiness, this will place the great travelers of sentient beings in supreme happiness and satisfy them. The travelers here are the limitless sentient beings, yeah, of the limitless the six types of sentient beings, yeah. And the path of existence, or the path of what does it say here? Path of cyclic existence, is, you know, basically the entire samsara, starting from the lowest. You have the avijja hell, up to the peak of cyclic existence. Yeah.
Oh, tinda la juche. Ani si dunga wa juche. Ani si ta nekap nang tatuki. Ani dewe longjo ba namla asta tonda tinda ki ani. Nekap nang tatuki dewe longjo ba tonda namla ani changjo sema namni ani dewe simarche oti sunguyo.
So bodhicitta is that which will enable these various sentient beings to enjoy, you know, or to be able to partake of all the enjoyments of So the bodhisattvas abide in the cyclic existence to work for sentient beings. So the great travelers here are the limitless sentient beings, the six types of sentient beings, yeah. So a great traveler or frequent traveler is someone who doesn't stay in one place but who travels very frequently, you know, moving from one place to another, yeah. So the sentient beings, the six types of sentient beings in samsara are like that, yeah. They don't abide in one existence. They don't abide in one state of existence. They're constantly moving from one to another, yeah, in samsara.
Like what go? When you go to hotel, huh? Who come the most, then the owner consider you're my big guest. Yeah? Because they come again and again, they give you the business. They give you the money. So they call my big guest. You see that? Yeah? My big customer or something like that. So because they come again and again. So similar here. So like that.
So the bodhicitta can actualize, you know, all the wishes of these sentient beings, or can actualize for them all the benefit, you know, for all the sentient beings.
어떻게 되네 마다 다 되기다 다 뒤엔치겠다 랑 가왔고 마스러와 다 뒤 전주 생겼네 아니 랑라 뜨는 가왔고 마스 뒤에 뒤엔치기 사례 다 뒤에 많이 식 다 뒤 쇼로 찍디 신 가왔기도 슈바 세팅 그랬다
Okay, so this couple of verses is related to rejoicing in oneself, yeah. So then the last verse, verse 34, is inducing others to rejoice.
어떤 단위들은 저와 탐지시 장아 두에 대시 니 당니 버드델을 좀 배신기 하당 하면 라서 가버리기 있으시도
Today, in the presence of all the protectors or saviors, I invite the migrating beings to be guests in happiness until they attain the state of Sugata. May gods, anti-gods and so forth be joyful. Amen.
어떤다 달라티르 다소 다급도 소한테 가르다 다 다기 세데 다도다 랑이다 조가 조가다 디네고 나니 지 조가고나 전주 셈 송제 전주 셈 깨지 어 전주 셈 깨마 다기 스타도 나이들에 그러봐 아니 지 깨바 티네 송데 다 티네 송데 세 셈 깨비 깨직 티네 송데 아니 지다 도아탐제 랑기 둔두 바바인스 어떻게
So the I that is mentioned in this verse refers to the person who has developed bodhicitta, who has adopted bodhicitta through this ritual. So this person, the I, is I am inviting all sentient beings to be one's guests.
어떻게 해? 아니지 다 아니 디시샤바당 전주세만남 아니 저기 신라 샤제 디 아니 빵도 샤제 디장아라 아니 도아탐지기 된치기스니 독신이다냐 눈도 빼지 아니 가르치기 있으나 아니 전주 맞저기 봐도 디된치기스 어떠신다 전주세만당 아니 산제다 전주세배 눈도 아니 빵도 샤제 근데 제바인스가 어떠다
So you're inviting all sentient beings to be one's guests. In what way? So here in the presence of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas with them as a witness, one undertakes the job of working, and pledging to work for their benefit here.
어떻게 돈다니 내 값당 탓도기 아니 지다 돈치 지기인스 디 딘저기 돈 지기인스 어떠나 표시 다 좋디 소소기다 딘데 채바인스 딘데 채바인장 돈다니다 아니 라당 라미나 소바 가데이나야 아 니 딘데 채바인자 대달라 가월 치시 쓴다 라당 라미나나다 과검도 주고야 딘서라
So this is what one has done during the ritual when one adopts bodhicitta, isn't it, right? With the taking the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas as the witness, one is inviting all sentient beings to be one guest in that one, makes the pledge, to work for their benefit, to accomplish all of their temporal and ultimate goals, yeah. So as such, because one has done such a thing, then, may all the gods and demigods or anti-gods and so forth, then may they rejoice in this.
어떻게 다툰다 이 사단 하면 아니지 가오금도 주게 근데 제발 인신다 군들 발랍지 가오금도 주게 가오금바이나 나게 뜻이면 가오금바이나 아니 예수이랑 지기어래 아니 대남지 귀라 자가사야 어찌들래 아니 딘데 랍지 아니 사단 하면 남가지 도다니 랑이라 따도 최첩에 가도 따도 순조체 어찌들 순구야래
So, one is inducing or asking the gods and the demigods to be joyful, which means to rejoice in what one has done. And of course, when they rejoice, they accumulate merit. And it is said that these gods and demigods will protect one. Protect you when you are doing your practice.
Oh, 대단히 쉬었다. 대단히 많이 배신다.
So that is the third chapter of the text.
Oh, that didn't matter, Liu Shiva.
Next is chapter 4, the chapter on conscientiousness. So if we go by the outline of the commentary by Gyaltsab Jay, so the outline says the way of training in the perfections, and that has a four. The way of meditating on conscientiousness, which ensures that the bodhicitta together with the practices does not degenerate. Number two, explaining vigilance and mindfulness separately, which is the method for protecting all the virtuous dharma. The way of practicing ethical discipline. Then you have explaining the way of training in the remaining four perfections. And then explaining the way of practicing generosity, of offering one's body, possessions, and fruits of virtues to others. And by way of the limb of dedication, there's a lot of stuff. So anyway, the first one, the way of meditating on conscientiousness, which ensures that the bodhicitta together with the practices do not degenerate. No? That will be covered in two points, explaining the text of the chapter and the name of the chapter. And then as for explaining the text of the chapter, then there are two. Showing the way of meditating on conscientiousness in brief, and then and there's three, I think. Explaining it extensively, and then there's a summary. So in essence, the main point behind chapters 4 and 5 is practicing conscientiousness and vigilance. Earlier, one has adopted bodhicitta to a ritual, and in particular, one has taken the bodhisattva vow. When one takes the bodhisattva vow, there are many disciplines or precepts, trainings to guard. Yeah, and one has to guard one's training without transgressing them. Yeah, and in order to be able to do that, one needs conscientiousness and vigilance. Hence the need. Hence, you have chapters 4 and chapters 5.
Yeah. What did I say? That time I only did that. So so did I change your sin many of song go. The last one many of maga watch go. What thing go? Just that payo Liu Yong had just that so did. So that time that time payo come so do time how say that. Only did that show go did it. Just say that that go change your sin. Changju semrap den sunne yawa me ba ta tu yangs lovely midan be par cha se shi.
So after adopting bodhicitta to the ritual,
it is important to not let the bodhicitta that has been developed, you know, to not let it degenerate. And it is important to not transgress the trainings of the bodhisattva vow. Yeah. So, and for that reason, therefore, one needs to apply conscientiousness. And the verse 1 of the chapter is a summary of the meditation on conscientiousness. Yeah. Having firmly upheld the mind of enlightenment in this way, a victor's child should always make effort, do not transgress the trainings without ever wavering.
Jawa ngushi juksini ngudwa chanchu isim kyaela. Ta jawa ngushi juksim kone, ani chanchu isim, ani chik penyu la soba. Ani ta tondagin ta jawa juksim kone ta chanchu isim sungche, ani tempo sungche, ta tondag, tindagi kone, ani rabdu tempo sungche, ani kasore, ta lelo che, ani sangnang chigin, chisugi, yangwa, wa tindagi masongwa che, ani takdu, ani chik chanchu isim. Sem kome, ane ti lapchana minyamar chepa sungi yinsi. Dela lapchana bebar chigi yinsi yinsi yinmari tato.
Oh, the meaning is this. Yeah. Earlier, one has generated bodhicitta. And in the generation of bodhicitta, there are the preliminaries, then there's the actual generation of bodhicitta, and then the conclusion. Yeah. So after this, then, you know, without postponing, you know, the intention of wanting to practice, you know, the trainings, you know, without postponing it, thinking that I'm going to do it in the future, you know, one applies conscientiousness, you know, and one here thinks, I'm going to practice this, you know, right away.
Nyumongwe ondo masongwa che, rangi simdi ta lelo tang yangwa tang, ta nyumongwe ondo masongwa che che. Ta paki karsore, chundubla ne che, ani chi gyawa dhubba se shi ta tota, ta chundubi chato dhu chaki yore, raba, ani chi, ani chi, ani karsore, sakche le sungwa se di nyungu tuwa, sakche le sungwa se ta, sakche ki, sakche le sungwa se tu. Sim gyewe mipala neche, sakse la pa chukpa de sungay che. Ta tunda chundubi ngodu, chatubadu sungudu ta.
So here, conscientious is very important to apply conscientiousness, you know, in order to counteract, you know, distraction, and laziness, and so forth. Yeah. So consciousness is placing your mind, you know, I mean, it's like on a virtuous object, you know, without, you know, letting, you know, without letting the mind become contaminated, literally. And this conscientiousness is essentially, you know, is a derivative of joyous perseverance. Here one applies the effort, you know. Yeah, applies the effort.
Chanju sim sungche, ani chikta paru tu shimba tula lobe, ani dushila loba la mitawa chikin isi duyo ngubo shi, daba. Ani chiktire, ani mis manyambara, ani sunga la bebar cha uuse ishi reshi tato.
So after taking the bodhisattva vow, one has to guard one's training without letting them degenerate. Yeah. And the trainings here are essentially the perfections, the six perfections, and the four ways of gathering the sentient beings,
yeah, into your four.
So if one has only
generated, you know, the aspirational bodhicitta that comes with a commitment. One has to guard against the four black dharmas, abandon the four black dharmas and cultivate the four white dharmas. If one has taken the bodhicitta vow, on top of that, one has to guard against the 18 root downfalls and the 46 faults.
Oh, tene mang parsha. Tat atukshine. Tat thanda intire. Tat tukshine. Tat tene ma. Tat tat kya parsha pas. Dor tu bade intire. Tat thanda in chanju sim. Tat thanda nyambo dor tu bekala intire. Tat chanju sim di sungsane. Ani chanju sim manya pas sungkoye. Tat dor tu di sungkoye. Ani ti labana manya pas sungkoye. Oti sungkoye. Sungala.
So to summarize, in short, after taking the bodhisattva vow, there are two things to do. First, to not let the bodhicitta that has been generated to degenerate. And then one has to prevent the degeneration in the trainings, in the perfections. So, without letting the mind come under the control of or influence of laziness and distraction, you know, then one applies the effort, you know, and one strives in such a training.
Yeah.
So that's the brief explanation of the practice of conscientiousness. What follows, you know, is an extensive explanation. Yeah. The first topic of discussion here is the reasons of why it is inappropriate to discard or to give up the bodhicitta that one has generated. So here mainly we're talking about meditating on conscientiousness for bodhicitta, yeah. And one here looks at the reasons why it is inappropriate to give up this bodhicitta. In the case of a reckless undertaking or one not well examined, although a promise may have been made, it is reasonable to examine shall I do it or leave it. But how can I ever withdraw from what has been examined by the great wisdom of the Buddhas and their children, and has been examined and examined by myself? Okay, so you have verse number 2. So verse number 2 is saying that there are people who undertake a certain task without examining without examining the pros and cons of the particular course of action. Some people also undertake some tasks without a proper examination. They do, they think a little bit, but not well thought out, But they do undertake such a task as well. Whether it's this, in the first or the second example, there are people who also give up, you know, whatever they have started to undertake, isn't it? But in such cases, you know, in general, yeah, whether they follow up with what they have decided to do or they give up, you know, after starting, you know, on what they have decided to undertake. You know. So whatever it is in these cases, it doesn't really matter much.
Dita mares, ta chanju sim suhet, itinde mares, ta karsana, zozo karsana, anishi, ta chua mebas, ta ta chua zungse ya mebe, anishi sanje dangs, anishi ti se, anishi ta chanju seba, anishi jambel dang, jambe yang dang, anishi karsore da, chambala soba, ta sherab jen tetagi, anishi one takje shiu, cheche, anishi chanju sim dila, jik jabayina, payin shiu ji yores, tinde sungshaka jires.
But if you are talking about bodhicitta, then it is a completely different matter. Because bodhicitta has been the pros and cons, you know, of generating bodhicitta and what bodhicitta really is, has already been examined, you know, analyzed well by those possessing great wisdom, such as the bodhisattvas, Manjushri, and Maitreya, and so forth. Likewise, you know, here, I have taught about the benefits of bodhicitta, taught it through, talked about the great qualities of bodhicitta, the great benefits of bodhicitta, and why I have felt for the benefits of bodhicitta. It's not just from the mouth, but it's a heartfelt appreciation for the qualities and the benefits of bodhicitta, and it was on that basis that I made the vow, that I undertook the vow.
Oh, tinde ani siyaku si tongbe tengne, ani sozo shenba ta, tinde ani penyo ba ta, tinde yaku sam shen si tongne, ani rangyula ani chikta, chanju sim geba res, ani domba tenzo langba res, lang sin si, ani si ta, ani lapshala lop mindu, lop nukui mindu, sina ani si ba, karsone, ani chikta, le lo shiangong to song si, chisu si si duksin si na, ani chikta,
So I've taught about the benefits of bodhicitta and the qualities of bodhicitta, and I have a heartfelt appreciation for it, and it was on the basis that I generated bodhicitta, and then I took the bodhisattva vow. Yeah. Now, if I was to not train in the bodhisattva vow due to being distracted by something else or due to my laziness, then that would be incorrect, it would be inappropriate, and for that reason I have to steel myself, I have to strive in practicing. So the point is, one must strive, one must rely on conscientiousness.
어떻게 다 아니 지금 다 잔주 씀기 들어와이나 다 잔주 제가 독신이다 만냐 봐 숨고래 다 잔주 씀기 가서 들어와이나 아니 녀바 침부래 스탑 통하지래 다 가르스나 녀바 침부용 거래 아니 년조라 동그래 세다 뒤면으로 비싸러 와 아니 녀바 침부래 잔주 씀기 지 깨서는 들어와이나 아니 녀바 침부래 아니 녀송도 동그래 어떻게 녀송도 동에게 녀바 용 거래 어떻게
And there are great disadvantages, great shortcomings and faults. You know. If one gives up the bodhicitta after generating it, yeah. And so it is said that one will be born in the lower realms if one does that.
Otoxine, this one letter, Calde de da Tamjan, Luki to Bramachena, Semjeta, Gunlube, Dagito, Chirakurus, Otoxita. So
If having made such a promise, I do not accomplish it through action, then by deceiving all those sentient beings, what kind of rebirth will I take?
Tinde chaba chiki ani chikta wane chik pake jowa lakle ngushi ani lakle jowa ani chik lakle tari dukala ani chik rangi lakle mazawa se ani zomba machaba ina ani chik ta semji dundu baba tamje ani chik ani luwa luwa cha tukuyo res o tinde ani dundu baba semja luwa chaba ina angi rangi jawa chime jawa de kandesh yurka res shina peche peche ta
So, at the time of adopting a bodhicitta to a ritual, at the time of generating bodhicitta and taking the vow, one took the oath, one made the pledge to work for the benefit of all sentient beings. If after taking the oath, if one does not act on one's promise, then one would have deceived all sentient beings. And if one has deceived all sentient beings, the text asks, what kind of rebirth will I take? And of course, there's no way one will get a good rebirth. And if that's the case, then one will only get a rebirth in the lower realms. So at the time of taking the Bodhisattva vow, one invites all the sentient beings to be one's guest, and one is making the oath to actualize all their temporal and ultimate wishes, to work for the benefit. Yeah. So if one discards bodhicitta, one is discarding the oath, the promise to work for these, your guests, the migrating sentient beings. Yeah. If one breaks one's promise to all these numberless sentient beings, then of course the ensuing misdeed fault would be great, because one would have deceived all sentient beings. Yeah. And the result of that is only a rebirth in the lower realms. Yeah. So keeping this in mind, then one, we should never ever give up bodhicitta.
So one has to rely
on conscientiousness after generating bodhicitta in order to stop bodhicitta from degenerating.
Okay,
then next is stating the evidence supporting what was just said. Yeah. If it has been taught that he who does not give away the smallest thing he mentally taught to give will become a hungry ghost, then if I should deceive all my grinning beings after having from my heart invited them to unsurpassable happiness, what kind of happy migration will I go to?
어떡시니 다던다 다데나 숨어나 싫어 다 가르스나 땅어저 아니 가서 가야 로안실라 아니식다 뭐부 중세시 아니식다 셀라소파 아니식 대고 섭지 아니식 삼만은 다 주지 아니 이익은 다 주지 아니 마지막이나 삼바치 부시 아니 삼지다고 믿는 옷 집만 미셔바이나 아니식 세네 징체 다 돈다 이미지만 쳐바이나 티오기다
So it is mentioned in the sutras that one will be born as a hungry ghost if one did not actually give what one has intended to give. You know, it could be a small little thing like, you know, some small little thing such as a plate of vegetables or something. You have already intended to give, but you didn't act on it, then that will be a cause for one to be born as a hungry ghost.
어떡시니 다 돈다 이 다 중세에서 아니 지금 한 게 짐벌 승비다네 담자 체시 아니 마지막이나 아니 갈수 없다 이 다수께 어떤 하나 뒤에 숨여래스 뒤에 숨바이나 다 뒤와뒤 돼라 다 라나메베스 다 라나메베 대화로 삼바탑이 돈이네스 또 담자 루시나 뒤에 루시가 두 주람 소디래
So if one is bound by the bonds of miserliness, and one does not give, due to that, one does not give what you have intended to give, then one will be born as a preta or hungry ghost. So this is stated in the sutras.
Oh, tinde na, wa ta tinde duke na, ta tinde ma ta lana mebes, ta tona san lana meba se de ta tona sanje ki kovang, wa ta dewa chibo. 어다 람기 대달하고 가슴 칠섬 많이 마시 시에 탑하는다 가격이 심지어 탐지 아니 존도 녀시 라나메베 대화라 국인스 당원에 람기 심기 탑하는 아니 시다 개랑체지 어 개랑번 낭신기 랑여대에는 좋아라 아니 시다 산지 고봉 로소바 두발 맞춰봐지지 심지어 시에는 진발 맞춰봐이나 알아봐 아니 시다 어디래
If that,
that the majibai na, ani sanje da, ti se, ani chik tamje, ani thadon hami la soba tamje luishi, jundu luwa jukur es. Rwa, tinde jungi luwai na, ani rangi duwa di kandeji le kikir es. Yapuji le kitu ma res, oti sungu yata.
Well, if that's the case, then how is it possible that one will get a good rebirth if you know, after having invited all sentient beings to be one's guest, and after having made the oath sincerely from the depths of one's heart to fulfill all of their, to actualize and all, accomplish all of their welfare, and after making the promise, if one, you know, does not act on one's oath, one's promise, no, then one would have deceived all these sentient beings, isn't it? And if that's the case, you know, then what kind of good rebirth will you get?
어떡시네. 또 돈다이 아니 제가 세도 제가 아니 사단 하면 사바 담지 랑 중기 루바레스 다 돈다 루바레스 로틴데스 로와
One would have deceived all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and all the gods and demigods and so forth.
어떡시네. 돈다이 못 되래. 어떤데 삼나 땅체 돈다이 아니 식다
So, with these thoughts in mind, you know, then one should not let one's the bodhicitta that one has generated, you know, to degenerate.
Oh, Teresa, that tinema, that galbong says to Gawapanga, that person, that.
So,
Then next is refuting any objections to this. Yeah. So there may be some who object that one, you know, to object that one will be born in the lower realms if you give up bodhicitta.
Yeah.
So it is said that Shariputra once developed bodhicitta and he was engaged in the practice of the perfections. Then one day a Mara came and demanded his right hand. So Shariputra then cut off his right hand and gave it with his left hand to the Mara because he gave his right hand, which was cut with his left hand to the Mara, and that Mara was very unhappy and caused Shariputra to be severely abused or criticized or reprimanded by this Mara. Yeah. So then Shariputra became disheartened, you know, and he gave up his bodhicitta. But yet, although he gave up his bodhicitta, later on, he still became a foe destroyer and an arhat. Yeah. So therefore, based on this account, there are people who say that, you know, this is a contradiction. And this shows clearly that, you know, you give up your bodhicitta, it doesn't mean you're going to the lower realms. So this is the historical account, yeah. Because Shariputra, after generating bodhicitta, was approached by a Brahmin who was a emanation of Mara, yeah. And he asked Shariputra for his hand. So Shariputra cut off his right hand, but then he gave his right hand using his left hand, and that is considered disrespectful. In the cultural context, it's considered very disrespectful. Yeah.
It is, no? If we give with the left hand, disrespectful. Huh? If we give someone on this one,
So verse 7 is the answer. Yeah. Only the omniscient ones can discern the inconceivable manner of the action of those who give up the mind of enlightenment but are liberated.
Answer is that. That's all. Huh? What the hell is that? 어때리셔? 다 드네 많이 지겠다 가르쳐. 아우, 그래서 가르쳐. 뒤에 놓으신 것도 가르쳐. 수위도 큰일에 나무스다지. 네, 다티는 마치고 인사를, 다 무진에, 다 찬주의 섬토위님이 다티 공란리기 위해서를, 다 찍고 인사를. 그러 왔다 전주 섬토위님이 디콘도 직관설에 다들 다 전주 섬토위님이 어디가를 내 인사를 재산 전주 섬 동안이나 님이 요래서 다 전주 섬 냠나 동안 지와다 집에 신도인 냠 봤어야 되더래.
So if one's bodhicitta degenerates, then it is a very heavy downfall, and that will cause you know, one's activities you know, that one does for the welfare of others you know, to degenerate.
어떻게니? 다툰다. 전주 선도님이 숨겨라. 대치발에 드네만 다티래. 아니 드네 전주 선발라. 또면 나는 지워댔어. 디다 드네 중규나 삼재군이 전하면 쓰다.
This for Bodhisattva is the heaviest of downfalls. If it were to occur, the welfare of all sentient beings would be weakened.
어떻게 다툰다 되래. 어때래? 다툰다 되래. 다 전주의 쌤 아니지다 아니지 아니 가소래. 년반이나 아니 자동 중에 다툰다 뒷송하래. 자유 동안 어라 전주의 쌤 동안에 자동 접변하여 어라. 다툰다니 아니지 자동 개시 자동 개발이나 아니지 시작이 아니지다. 어때래? 나 동안 예받지 못해. 어때래? 아니 뒤쳐봐야나? 아니 지금 자동 껴봐야나? 아니 지금 어때래? 아니 전주의 쌤 냠도야? 대냠봐야나? 아니 신도의 채 냠도야? 심지의 된 채 냠도야? 아니 심지의 된 채를 면받자. 어때래? 어떻게 순간?
So, degenerating one's bodhicitta is one of the 18 root downfalls of the bodhisattva vow, yeah? So, when one degenerates bodhicitta, then one commits a root downfall, which is a very heavy transgression. Yeah, and due to the degeneration of one's bodhicitta, then one's work to accomplish the welfare of others will degenerate as well.
어떻게니? 다툰다 내 삶의 당시에 다툰 전주의 샘터나 아니지다 신도인 체라 아니지다 조진 전주의 샘터나 자동계 어디래 아니 뒤에 깨봐야나 샘지기 된 두벨라 아니지 자치무 두미대 차기하래 재장다 뒤에 삶의 당시에 전주의 샘 마냥벌라 바위 된 어디래.
So in short, if one's bodhicitta degenerates, one commits a root downfall, and which is a very heavy transgression, and due to committing this root downfall, then that one will not be able to accomplish extensive works for others. Keeping this in mind, then one applies a conscientiousness, yeah, to not let one's bodhicitta degenerate.
어딘다리셔? 다 되네마 다 되나도 바꿔 두발레스 주도와 즉디 다가라 뒤대와들도 바꿔 두발레스 즉디 다가 주고들.
방어도 받아요. 방어도 받아요.
록샤나스. 갈대까와치와 제외레줄람 제정 란제다줌니라 되겠나 대세 수림 균중 수림 양바이스 샘게되니 폐밤여자 지와대 세시도.
So in the text called the Superior Compendium, It states that though one has practiced the paths and the 10 grounds for 10 million eons, but if one generates the wish to be a self-liberator or solitary realizer, arhat, then at that moment, the one's ethical discipline has received a fault and degenerates. So this mind generation is much heavier than the root downfall.
Domdengi, mesem tana, tsatun chung la sech. Dwa. Domba malambe semde, nyambar chena, soda ji pambale ja, dikba. Chior sung su sech to
tere. Then the explanation to this verse from the Superior Compendium states that if a bodhisattva who possesses the vow gives up his aspirational bodhicitta, then he receives a root downfall. So if this bodhisattva doesn't have the bodhisattva vow, then his negativity is still heavier than a root downfall of the praktamoksha vow.
Jukdom malangbe ta tandangi, chanju simbe doma malangbe, and sim keva yue dong do lojung do tsingla. Tere, ta chanju sim keche, ta anichi sim tangwaina, tsadung kikere es. Mare, doma sungje, ani, doma sungje sim kinge digi, ani sim tangwaina, ta tsadung kikere es es toa. Ani, doma malangbaje, ani sim keche, sim de tangwaina,
so what Gyaltsabji's commentary is saying is that a bodhisattva who has the bodhisattva vow, if this bodhisattva who has a bodhisattva vow gives up the aspirational bodhicitta, then he incurs a root downfall. But in a case of a bodhisattva who doesn't have the bodhisattva vow, then the negativity that he incurs from giving up bodhicitta is still heavier than committing a root downfall of the praktamoksha vow. This seems to be saying that one can generate bodhicitta and have the actual bodhicitta without the bodhisattva vow, right?
This is
what the text is, seems to be implying when you read it. So then is there such a thing? Is there such a thing as having generated bodhicitta, but one does not have the bodhisattva vow? So if this exists, this is possible, then the person who generates bodhicitta but doesn't have the bodhisattva vow, then that bodhicitta in his mind is an aspirational bodhicitta. It is clear in a couple of texts that if engaged bodhicitta is present, the bodhisattva vow is necessarily present.
Yoku kuresu. Otukshin tatiyo re. Chazan tatiyo re. Chazan tatiyo re. Chazan tatiyo re. chanjusim gila yunga, chanjusim dhamma mingaji na, teru chanjusim di ta, mersim re, lapcho ya roji, pechen, tindere, daina ya ta, chanjusim ki, chanjusim dhamma mingaji yuena mena, te amu, kurang pechen al duksta tu ya, nanya tata mecho, tindere, lapkong ya roji, mutu wakashi.
So, going by this, then the so-called bodhisattva, who has bodhicitta, but does not have the bodhisattva vow, then that bodhicitta in his mind would be an aspirational bodhicitta, yeah? But then, is there such a thing as having bodhicitta without the bodhisattva vow?
Yeah. What do you think? Huh? That is present all the doing good. That is. Any change is not done. Then the key, any change is same. To why not? That one is. Don't bother me. Then the change is same. That why not? Any. God don't bother me. That one is. You are right. Right. That is. So that is. Pump by the way. Any. You are right.
But this is what Gyaltsep J's commentary says. Yeah, and he says very clearly that if a bodhisattva who has the vow gives up bodhicitta, then he receives a root downfall of the bodhisattva vow. That's clear. Okay. But if he has no vows, then his negativity is still heavier than the root downfall of the pratimoksha vow. I mean, how are you going to read it, you know? Huh?
The special what?
They come to the human realm to take rebirth. Special beings from the pure lands. They take human rebirth.
Then
the
bodhisattva, then what?
They have bodhicitta.
Then they don't have vow.
Can it be a case? This special beings.
I don't know. I have no idea. Huh? I have no idea.
If one obstructs the virtue of another bodhisattva, then the fault, ensuing fault is said also to, because it's said to say to be very heavy, and it's also a cause of the going to the lower realms.
What is my direction? Any conscience? Conscience is some young D, Sonam Pache, Jack Chepa, Semjeton, Mengirwe, Ting and Mutamesta.
Should others, for even a single instant, hinder or obstruct his merit by weakening the welfare of sentient beings, there will be no end to their unfortunate rebirths.
What is it? That is it. 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 That is it.
That is it. That is it. The works or the virtue of another bodhisattva, the ensuing fault is also very heavy. Eh? It can even be a cause for the lower realms. So in Gyaltsep J's commentary, he cites the Sutra of Magical Emanations, that's definitely pacifying, which says that it is heavier to obstruct the virtue of a bodhisattva of offering one morsel of food or drink to an animal than to rob all sentient beings of this southern continent, the world, of all their food and kill them. So since it is said that one should be, since it is said that one should be careful regarding this point, one does not know where there are bodhisattvas, and so it is very easy to make this mistake. So if one is able to protect oneself from this, then one would be able to abandon the door of accumulating or creating faults, you know, with regards to others. Yeah.
어떤다니부터 어떠신이 떠떠다니 아니 신기자와 쳐봐라 아니 발전미치 떠다티래 로와 아니 지금다 강사 신세대 다 전주세마이 주특 말했어 다 신기자와 쳐야다 아니 지금 티네까불라 아니 발전치는 야바치 모래서 어떻게 숨겨래
So the point here is we should not obstruct or cause hindrance when others are engaging in virtuous activities. Yeah. And in the text, the commentary is also saying that since we do not know who is or who is not a bodhisattva, yeah, then one has to be careful about this point, not to, yeah, to interrupt the virtuous activities of others.
어떻게 해? 딱 되나마 대바 타이버 여기 균센도 순구여래. 딱 대바 타이버 용, 딱 용당이 균센도. 심지 찍이 대화양 식난 단이 냠주나스. 난가 말로.
If I shall degenerate by destroying the happiness of even one sentient being, then what need is there to mention destroying the happiness of all embodied beings vast as space without exception?
어디로 와? 다 독신해. 다 나이 다 떠났으면 나시래. 다 갈서나. 심지어 찍기 딱 원돌람이 내가 토백이 아니 지금 토리기 토백이 딘데기 내가 두발라 아니 바지 쳐봐이나 아니 지금 다 토리 대화 남식도해 그러와 강사 되게 토리 대화 동조가 몇번 식도해 실해 뒤나 아니 지금 나가다니면 심지어 탐지기 아니 지금 다 라나면 장주 토백이 죽다 아니 지금 다 장주기 쓰면 소바 대달라 아니 지금 다 그렇게 바지 쳐는 몇번 쳐봐이나 아니 뉴스도 깨워라 아니 지금
So if one interrupts the virtue that someone is accumulating that will enable that person to be born as a god or human being, if one does that, the ensuing negativity is very heavy. Well, if that's the case, then it goes without saying that the negativity will be very heavy if you do something to hinder or to interrupt bodhicitta, which is the cause of the happiness of all the sentient beings. Yeah.
Oh, 드네마 아니 지금 다 전주 있음 동바이나 아니 사토발 아니 탁승화래 수정도 좋아해 싫어해서 어떻게 숨겨래.
And if one abandons bodhicitta, then one becomes very far from the grounds, from actualizing or attaining the grounds.
어떻게 숨겨래 대달 동화 돈 대달 동안 똑된당 전주 쌤 똑된 바탕 고와 얘기 뒤셔나 사도 봐라 유림도 사도.
Test if those who have the force, if those who have the force of a downfall and the force of the mind of enlightenment were to stay revolving within cyclic existence for a long time, they will be hindered from attaining the grounds.
어떻게니? 다티들에 아니 변할까? 아니 지금 다 가서 전주기 쓴 동체 아니 지금 가서 그러다 아 아니 지금 다 동아 아니 지금 자동으로 서버 중체 아니 냠체 아 라야 아니 지금 야 야와 덥된 사체 다 아니 지금 전주기 쓴 서버 깨체 다 딘데에게 아니 지금 다 제발 이나야 다 돈다이 아니 지금 다 아니 까불이 녀송도 깨 까불이 토리로 깨 딘데에게 낀게 아니 사탕부 랍도 가서 서버 토발라 아니 쉬우 타르 무차시레스 아 딘데 인상 아니 심지 강 토반 딘데 손데 아니 지 심지 마냐 봐 아니 지 아니 바위 땡고 그래서 어떻게 그랬어요?
So it is said that those who have taken the bodhisattva vow, if they were to incur a root downfall of abandoning bodhicitta, then even After that, it would generate very strong virtue and again generate bodhicitta. They will still be in cyclic existence, sometimes moving, sometimes going to the lower realm, sometimes getting a good rebirth, you know, and will still remain very far away from actualizing the first bodhisattva ground, for example, the ground which is called very joyous. So the point is that after one has generated bodhicitta and taken the bodhisattva vow, it is important to strive from the beginning not to be stained by the downfall, not to let one's bodhicitta degenerate. Yeah. No, you may think that, oh yeah, you know, the bodhicitta may degenerate, but I know I can get it back again, you know. And it's true, you know, you may get it back again, but even then, because of having incurred the downfall earlier, the consequence is that one will be very far from actualizing the bodhisattva grounds.
Yeah. Shakpa cheche, ta nyesunum ye chekaro wata. Uruwa, chaba inayang, zatung ti, takwa inayang, tatung an ti toki, yuende koma kyawa la jik cheche sungduwa. Uruwa, nyesunum majiba inayang, tatung tiki, zatung tiwa ti toki, takwa inayang, tatung an yuende koma kyawa la jik chekaresu. O tinde sungwa, jazang tinde samba tangche, ta, tangpune manyamar chikwaya, o tinde isare.
If one incurs a root downfall, one can purify the negativity accumulated through the practice of confession, whereby you apply the four powers. Yeah. So as a result of purifying the negativity, you will not have to experience the result of going to the lower realms. But nevertheless, because of having incurred that root downfall in the first place, that acts as a hindrance, a great obstacle to achieving the realizations and the qualities, the higher qualities. So therefore, it is important to not be stained by a downfall from the beginning.
So
up to here at this point is the discussion of how important it is to not let one's bodhicitta degenerate, yeah, by applying conscientiousness, yeah. And one does that by thinking of the great faults and negativities that will ensue from letting one's bodhicitta degenerate. So one has to try, you know, to, you know, always strengthen and to increase, you know, the bodhicitta that one has already generated.
Okay, stop here. Huh?
So finish up the usual phrase. 사시 비게 주신 배도 참 잘 되시네.